Well, good morning. It is May 25th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 34. We're going to finish Psalm 78. We're going to pick up in verse 38 and read to the end of the chapter. Isaiah chapter 26, and then 1 John chapter 4. So let's get into the Word today. Numbers chapter 34. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and saying to them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coast thereof. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin along the coast of Edom, and your south border shall be the outmost coast of the salt sea eastward. And your border shall turn from the south to the ascent of Akrabim, and pass on to Zin. And the going forth thereof shall be from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and shall go on to Hazarada, and pass on to Ammon. And the border shall fetch a compass from Asmon unto the river of Egypt, and the going out of it be at the sea. And as for the western border, you shall even have the great sea for a border, and this shall be your west border, and this shall be your north border. From the great sea ye shall point out for your Mount Hor. From Mount Hor ye shall point out your border unto the entrance of Hamath, and the going forth of the border shall be to Zidad. And the border shall go on to Ziphron, and the goings out of it shall be at Hazaranan. And this shall be your north border, and ye shall point out your east border from Hazaranan to Shephon, and the coast shall go down from Shephon to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and the border shall descend and shall reach unto the side of the sea of Chinnereth eastward. And the border shall go down to Jordan, and the going out of it shall be at the salt sea, and this shall be your land with the coast thereof round about. And Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, this is the land which ye shall inherit by lot, which the Lord commanded to give unto the nine tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad according to the house of their fathers have received their inheritance, and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance, and the two tribes and the half tribe have received their inheritance on the side of Jordan near Jericho eastward towards the sun rising. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, these are the names of the men which shall divide the land unto you, Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. And ye shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And the names of the men are these. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephthunah. And of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel the son of Ammihud. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Eladad the son of Chislon. The prince of the tribe of the children of Dan, Bukai the son of Jogli. The prince of the children of Joseph. For the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Haniel the son of Ephon. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kemuel, the son of Shiptan, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Elizaphan, the son of Parnak, and the children of the tribe of the children of Ishkar, Palatel, the son of Azan, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Asher, Ahihud, the son of Shelomai, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedadel, the son of Ammihud. These are they whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance unto the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. That was Numbers chapter 34. Let's move on over to Psalm 78. We're going to pick up in verse 38 and read to the end of the chapter. Psalm 78, verse 38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all of his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the fields of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood and their floods that they could not drink. He sent diverse sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. And he gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. And he cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. And he made a way to his anger, and he spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. and smote all the firstborn of Egypt, the chief of their strength, in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them on to safety, so that they would fear not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of the sanctuary, even to this mountain which his right hand had purchased. Then he cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and then made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. And yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. And they were turned aside like a deceitful bow. And they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. And when God heard this, he was wroth, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, and the tent which he had placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity, and glory unto the enemy's hands. And he gave people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. And the fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. And the priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. Then he smote his enemies in the hinder parts, and he put them to a perpetual reproach. And moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high places, like the earth which he hath established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes, great with young. He brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. And so he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. That was the ending of Psalm 78, beginning in verse 38. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26 today. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. And thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwelleth on high, the lofty city he lieth low. He layeth it low, even to the ground, he bringeth it even to dust. And the foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. And the way of the just is upright, thou most upright doth weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee, and the desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, and yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for thy envy of thy people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall destroy them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords beside thee have dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise, and therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord, thou hast increased the nation, thou art glorified, thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like a woman with child that draweth near, the time of her delivery is in pain, and crieth out in her pangs. And so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have it as were the brought forth winds. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for the dew is as the dew of the herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of the place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her stain. That was Isaiah chapter 26. Let's move on over to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 for our final reading today. First John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, and therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. And hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time, and if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love, and we love him because he first loved us. And if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Amen. That was our reading today for May 25th, 2022. Thank you guys so much for joining me every day. It's a blessing. Trust it's a blessing for you. But make sure to leave a comment if you have not already done so, or a reaction so I can mark that off on my list. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you again for your word. Thank you so much for each one that joins me every single day. And Lord, I pray for your blessings upon them. Lord, I pray indeed that in light of the great love that you have shown to us, Lord, not that we loved you, but that you loved us and sent your Son into this world to die for our sins, Lord, that we would indeed love one another. Lord, that would start in the household of faith, first and foremost, but Lord, that it would also extend to the world around us, Lord, that they would see the love of Christ in us. And God, that you would draw men to yourself, Lord, to save them, Lord, we pray. Give us boldness today. Give us good testimony today. Help us to be just bold in our witness and sharing the gospel. And Lord, I just ask for that for myself. And so give us a good day in you. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye now, everybody.